Okay, step 39 is we need to be one in mind.
Paso 39 es debemos de estar todos unidos, uno en mente.
As we were saying last week, it's very important, you know, the group.
Como estábamos hablando la semana pasada, es muy importante el grupo.
Many times we just think about ourselves, so the individual.
Muchas veces solamente pensamos en nosotros mismos, en el individuo.
But we need to think as a group as
well. Tenemos que pensar igual como un grupo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Acts chapter 4.
Vamos a Hechos, capítulo 4. Mateus Shuhim, capítulo 4.
On verse 32.
Versículo 32. Y la multitud de los que habían creído era de un Lev y un Nefesh, y ninguno decía ser suyo propio nada de lo que poseía, sino que tenían todas las cosas en común.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So they were all echad. They all had one thing in mind.
Así que todos eran echad, todos tenían una cosa en mente.
Let us go back a little bit in chapter 2.
Regresamos un poquito al capítulo 2.
Oh, I need to read in English, huh? Sorry. let me read for you chapter 4, verse 32.
Déjenme leerles capítulo 4, 32.
And the multitude of them that believed were had. No one claimed that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in the Yahad. Now chapter 2, verse 1.
Capítulo 2, versículo 1.
And when the Moed of Shavuot was fully counted by the Omer, they were all with one accord in one place.
Cuando llegó el Yom de Shavuot, estaban todos unánimes juntos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, that's why we are counting the Omer, so we can be here on Shavuot, but as you come to Shavuot,
y es por eso que estamos contando el Omer, para estar unidos en Shavuot.
And as we come in Shavuot, we must be all in one mind, one heart.
Y al llegar a Shavuot, tenemos que estar todos ejad, en mente y en corazón.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Second Chronicles.
Vamos a segunda de Libre Hayamim, Crónicas.
On verse 12.
Versículo 12. En Yahudá igual estuvo la mano de Elohim para darles un solo corazón para cumplir el mensaje del Melech y de los príncipes conforme a la palabra de Yahweh.
Also in Yahudá, the hand of Elohim was to give them one lev, one heart, to do the commandments of the Melech and of the rulers by the word of Yahweh. So, you know, Yahweh wants to make sure that each one of us, we have that one mind that is to obey his commandments.
Así que Yahweh quiere que cada uno de nosotros tengamos esa mente de obedecer sus mandamientos.
Or to listen to his voice.
O de escuchar su voz.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
Vamos a Primera de Corintias.
Chapter 1.
Capítulo 1.
On verse 10.
Versículo 10. Corintia Aleph.
Now I appeal to you, Israelite brothers, by the name of our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, that you all speak as Echad, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same opinion.
1 Corintios 1:10. Les ruego pues, ajín israelitas, por el nombre de nuestro María Yahshua HaMashiach, que hablen todos una misma cosa y que no haya entre ustedes divisiones, sino que estén perfectamente unidos en una misma mente y en un mismo parecer.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So that's union in the mind is something that's very important.
Así que esa unión en mente es muy importante.
You have to understand, you know, everything that's going on.
Tiene uno que entender todo lo que está aconteciendo.
And if you, in your mind, you can understand that. So now all of us, we are going to be one in mind.
Así que si usted puede entenderlo en su mente, entonces todos nosotros vamos a ser ejad en mente.
But if you're not understanding what's going on, so now there will be a division right there.
Y si no está entendiendo lo que está aconteciendo, va a haber una división ahí.
So that's why we have to understand the message, we have to understand what we are doing.
Es por eso que tenemos que entender el mensaje, tenemos que entender lo que estamos haciendo.
Why we are counting the Omer.
¿Por qué es que estamos contando el Omer?
How important is Shavuot to us.
¿Qué importante es Shavuot para nosotros?
Because, you know, sometimes you think that people, they understand, oh, the importance of Shavuot, but through the action, you see that they didn't understand.
Porque uno piensa que a veces la gente entiende el significado de Shavuot, pero a través de sus acciones uno ve que ellos no entienden.
What happened on Shavuot?
¿Qué es lo que aconteció en Shavuot?
When the Torah was given, when the Ruach HaKadosh came down, so imagine you being here in Shavuot and the Ruach HaKadosh comes upon you.
Así que imagínense usted aquí en Shavuot y viene Ruach HaKadosh sobre usted.
Isn't that great?
¿No sería eso gadol, grande?
To have that, you know, experience with the Ruach HaKadosh.
De tener esa experiencia con Ruach HaKadosh.
That's something that's, it will be remarkable in your life.
Eso será algo inolvidable en su Jaim.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, so put that in your mind. Don't allow division to be there.
Así que ponga eso en su mente, de no permitir la división.
And it also says that you need to be one in heart, and that will be our next step.
Y dice que debemos igual ser ejad en corazón, y este va a ser nuestro próximo paso.
Step number 40.
Paso número 40.
Because, let's go to Samuel, 1 of Samuel.
Vamos a Primera de Samuel.
Chapter 16 and verse 7. 16,
versículo 7. Samuel, Primera de Samuel,
16:7. 7:40 is being called what?
Say again?
7:40 is being called what?
One in heart.
One in heart. 16:7.
It says, but Yahweh said to Shemuel, look not on his appearance or on his height, because I have refused him. For Yahweh sees not as mankind sees. For mankind looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the left, on the heart.
Y Yahweh respondió a Shmuel, no mires a su parecer, ni a lo grande de su estatura, porque yo lo desecho. Porque Yahweh no mira lo que mira el hombre, pues el hombre mira lo que está delante de sus ojos, pero Yahweh mira el corazón.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So look here, we are all different.
Así que mírenos aquí, todos somos diferentes.
And that doesn't matter.
Y eso no importa.
What matters is our heart.
Lo que importa es nuestro corazón.
There we cannot be different.
Ahí no podemos ser diferentes.
We have to be one.
Tenemos que ser echad.
We have to be echad.
Uno.
In our heart.
En nuestro corazón.
Not the outside of us.
No, en nuestro exterior.
The inside is the most important.
El interior es lo más importante.
I remember this when I was still in church.
¿Me acuerdo cuando seguía yo en la iglesia?
There was this lady that I was married already, but this lady, I don't know, she liked me.
Yo estaba casado, pero no sé, esta mujer, yo le gustaba.
And she would come just like my wife.
Y ella venía igualita a mi esposa.
She would dress up like my wife.
Se ceñía como mi esposa.
And if my wife had, you know, sunglasses, she would put the sunglasses on.
Y si mi esposa tenía unos lentes de chamel, se los ponía.
If she had a bag, she would look for a bag, she would also get a bag.
Si tenía ella una bolsa, ella igual conseguía esa bolsa.
So she was a thing, you know, to be like her.
Así que estaba intentando ser como ella.
But just the appearance.
Pero solamente la apariencia.
But the inside was far away.
Pero el interior estaba muy lejos.
And I remember was even a time where we talking about a wedding with our creator. Very similar to Shavuot.
Y me acuerdo una vez que estábamos hablando de una boda con nuestro creador, similar a Shavuot.
And that time she even came with a wedding dress.
Yes, en ese momento llegó con una ropa de boda.
I still remember.
So, you know, she was an older lady, and really, like, the things that she used to do, and she never really hurt us in any way, or even, like, everybody knew her.
Right.
And she did it before with all the pastors, too. I think that her thing was, like, the type of pastors.
Yeah.
And, so she was so funny. I mean, it was really funny, like, seeing her doing all those stuff.
Definitely.
But I think she had probably mental problems, really, like, because it wasn't normal.
The desire of physician, like you said.
And she was simple. Like, looking at her, she was really simple. She was, like, not pretty, but not, you know, she wasn't, like, gorgeous or anything like that, but she wasn't ugly either, you know, like, she was okay, but an older person. I mean, the thing that she was doing, it was like, I mean, I couldn't.
And now the time for prayer, she won't look for me. And when I used to come to heaven, I used to call somebody else. Can you please help her? To try and talk to her, trying to, you know, what's going on. So I end up going to other place, and I don't know if she kept on doing this to the other ones. But you see, she was trying to be like someone, but Yahweh, what he sees is what? Is the heart.
Ella estaba intentando parecerse a alguien, pero lo que Yahweh ve es el corazón.
And this is what we need to be concerned about it.
Y por eso es lo que necesitamos preocuparnos.
Our heart needs to be the same, needs to be echad.
Nuestro corazón necesita ser el mismo, necesita ser echad.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Mary said that,
are you sure
there wasn't you who was trying to imitate her?
Yeah. Let's go to Romans.
Vamos a Romilla.
Romillas chapter 15.
Capítulo 15.
on verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Oh, sorry, verse 6.
Versículo 6,
perdón. That you may with one mind and one mouth esteem Yahweh, even the Abba of our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Para que unánimes a una voz estimen a Yahweh, el Elohim y Abba de nuestro soberano, Yeshua HaMashiach.
And Yeshua, one day he said that you worship me with your lips, but your heart is far away from me.
Y Yeshua una vez dijo, me adoran con sus labios, pero su corazón está lejos de mí.
So we need to be very careful.
Así que tenemos que tener mucho cuidado.
Because it's not just what is in our mouth, it's what is in our heart.
Porque no es solo lo que está en nuestra boca, sino lo que está en nuestros corazones.
Another time he said, what contaminates you is not what you eat, but it's what you say.
Otra cosa que dijo es que lo contamina a uno no es lo que uno come, sino lo que uno dice.
Because what you say is what comes out of your heart.
Porque lo que uno dice es lo que viene de su corazón.
So, we need to be one in heart.
Así que tenemos que ser unos en corazón.
And that's how he found David.
Y es así como encontró a David.
Because he said that he found a man whose heart was like his.
Porque él dijo que él encontró un hombre que cuyo corazón era igual al suyo.
So our heart needs to be like Yahweh's heart.
Así que nuestro corazón debe de ser como el corazón de Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And that will be one.
Y así seremos Echad.
How is that heart?
¿Cómo es ese corazón?
How do you think that heart is?
¿Cómo creen que es ese corazón?
No cholesterol. There you go. No hatred.
No tiene odio.
No greed.
No tiene
angry. No darkness in there.
Egoísmo, no tiene envidias, no tiene oscuridad.
Is a heart that is very compassionate.
Es un corazón muy compasivo.
Forgiven.
Que perdona.
Am I right? So that's the heart you need to have.
Así que ese es el corazón que tenemos que tener.
All of us, not just some of us.
Todos nosotros, no solo algunos de nosotros.
All of us, we need to have that heart.
Todos nosotros tenemos que tener ese corazón.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. And you need to work, you know, for it.
Tiene que trabajar para ello.
Okay, step 41.
Paso número 41.
Fear for Yahweh.
Temor de Yahweh.
We need to fear Yahweh.
Tenemos que temer a Yahweh.
The scripture says that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of understanding.
La escritura dice que el temor de Yahweh es el principio del entendimiento.
Let's go to Devarim.
Vamos a Devarim.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomio.
Chapter 31.
Capítulo 31.
Chapter 12. Or verse 12.
Versículo 12. 31, 12 del Deuteronomio.
It says, gather the people together, men and women and children in your gear that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yahweh, your Elohim, and so may and keep to do all the words of this Torah.
Harás congregar al pueblo, varones y mujeres y niños y tus extranjeros, querim, que estuvieren en tus ciudades, para que oigan y aprendan y teman a Yahweh, tu Elohim, y cuiden de cumplir todas las palabras de esta Torah.
And that their children, who have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it.
Y los hijos de ellos que no supieron, oigan y aprendan a temer a Yahweh, su Elohim, todos los yamín que vivieren sobre la Eretz, a donde van, pasando el Jordan, para tomar posesión de ella.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So it's something that we need to learn.
Así que es algo que tiene uno que aprender.
We need to learn to fear Yahweh.
Tenemos que aprender a temer a Yahweh.
And when I say to fear Yahweh, you know, this fear is respect.
Y cuando yo hablo de temer, este temor es respeto.
We need to have this respect towards Yahweh.
Tenemos que tener respeto hacia Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Because many times in our lives,
porque muchas veces en nuestras jaim,
we learn to fear man.
Aprendemos a temer al hombre.
In fact, this world is a world of fear.
Es más, este mundo es un mundo de temor.
You know, you park your car here in front of the synagogue. Did you lock your doors?
Usted atrancó usted estacionó su carro aquí enfrente de la sinagoga. ¿Atrancó usted su teléfono?
Yes.
Sí.
Because you fear that somebody can come in and break, you know, and take your car.
Porque usted tiene temor de que alguien entre y se robe su carro.
And drive your car around in Shabbat. Hey, come on.
Y maneje su carro ahí en Shabbat, por favor.
You lock the doors of your house.
Usted atranca las dalezos de sus casas.
Because you fear.
Porque usted tiene temor.
So we live in a world of fear.
Así que vivimos en un mundo de temor.
But fear towards man.
Pero el temor hacia el hombre.
But Yahweh, He wants us to learn to fear Him.
Pero Yahweh quiere que nosotros aprendamos a tenerlo a Él.
That is the most important fear.
Ese es el temor más importante.
That many times, you know, we just let it go.
Que muchas veces solo lo dejamos ir.
Or we ignore it.
O lo ignoramos.
We cannot ignore it.
No podemos ignorarlo.
We need to learn to fear Him.
Tenemos que aprender a temerle.
As we learn to fear Him, we are going to walk a much better way.
Y al aprender a temerle, vamos a caminar de una forma mejor.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Because we are going to be watching our steps.
Porque vamos a estar vigilando nuestros pasos.
Not all somebody else's steps, but our steps.
No los pasos de alguien más, sino nuestros propios pasos.
And there are people, they only like to see somebody else's steps.
Porque hay gente que les gusta ver los pasos de los demás.
Oh, look what he's doing. Look there. Look what you are doing.
Mira lo que tú estás haciendo.
Stop point finger.
Deja de apuntar el dedo.
See that there are three fingers pointed to you.
Ve que hay tres dedos apuntados a ti.
And one pointed to Yahweh.
Y uno apuntado a Yahweh.
If you point like this.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to have the fear towards Yahweh.
Pero tenemos que tener ese temor hacia Yahweh.
In everything we do.
En todo lo que hacemos.
Because then we will begin to not only respect Yahweh, but respect everybody else around us.
Porque entonces comenzaremos no solamente a respetar a Yahweh, sino que a todos los que nos rodean.
Because as you have that fear for Yahweh, you learn how to respect the others towards you.
Porque al aprender uno a temer a Yahweh, uno aprende a respetar a los que los rodean.
Let's go to Luke chapter 12.
Vamos a Lucas, capítulo 12.
Verse 2.
Versículo 2. Lucas 12, 2.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hidden that shall not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light.
Porque no hay nada oculto que no sea revelado, ni nada
And that we to have spoken in the ear, in inner rooms, shall be proclaimed upon housetops.
Pero nada hay encubierto que no haya de descubrirse, ni oculto que no haya de saberse. Por tanto, todo lo que han dicho en tinieblas, a la luz te oirá, y lo que han hablado al oído de él en los aposentos, se proclamará en las azoteas.
So, many times we fear men, we hide it from men, but we don't realize that the one that we should really fear, we cannot hide from him anything.
Muchas veces tememos al hombre y tratamos de esconder a las cosas de al hombre, pero a quien debemos de temer a Yahweh, a él no le podemos esconder nada.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned fear earlier,
cuando usted primero dijo temor,
and you were talking about respect,
y estaba hablando de respeto,
the Spirit took me back to a time when I was in a hospital situation.
Ruach me llevó en tiempo cuando yo estaba en el hospital.
And it was doing a severe thing.
Y era algo severo.
I was having all kinds of trouble with my heart.
Yo estaba teniendo todo tipo
de problemas con
mi corazón.
There was a lot of fear.
Y había mucho
temor. And I was just reminiscing just that short moment of that. And I was thinking of the Spirit came to me in my room. It was actually the hospital where you worked
at.
I was in
the
room all by myself, and I was saying, you know, Father, I don't understand, you know, why the body doesn't want to cooperate with the Spirit. And so I was going in my mind just then because I wanted to comment about that.
I
didn't know exactly where it was, but as you were reading, there it was. I mean, it was right there. And I said to you, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. And that's the enemy. He's the destroyer.
He can't do anything else.
But it says, I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to throw into Gehenna. Yes, I say to you, fear him. And the Spirit came to me at that time and told me, do not be concerned or do not be afraid of that could kill the body, but be concerned with that could kill the body and the soul, you know, the other part. And, you know, even though I didn't understand, there was such peace that rested on me in that hospital room, because I was all by myself. This was before Chris. I mean, I was all by myself. And you know, that is another fear. You know, when we truly fear the one in a respectful way, knowing we surrendered everything to him, and then we're giving him that awesome fear, because he's the one that's in control. You know, Paul said it's not I who lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's the one, he lives on the inside of us. You know, dead men don't have feelings anymore.
No.
When we surrender, hey,
mm-hmm.
that was awesome. That was just really awesome. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for that scripture.
Yeah, and so as he was saying, do not fear the one that can, you know, let us read again, verse 5.
Versículo 5.
4?
4. Uh-huh.
4, okay.
4, 5.
And I say to you, my Javerin, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and of that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him which, after he has killed, has power to throw you into Gehenna. Yes, I say to you, fear him.
Mas les digo, Javerín mío, no teman a los que matan el cuerpo y después nada más pueden hacer, pero les enseñaré a quién deben temer. Teman a aquel que después de haber quitado la jaín tiene poder de echar en el infierno. Sí, les digo, a ese teman.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So many of us, as I was saying, we fear man, what man can do to us. You know, some time ago we were talking about how the Muslims, they are growing, and you know, how the Kehelat of Yahweh is being persecuted. Last week I talked about the synagogue that was burned in Miami in Passover Day.
Hace tiempo estábamos hablando de cómo el Islam está persiguiendo a la congregación de Yahweh. Hablamos de cómo en Pesach quemaron una sinagoga en Miami.
And, you know, that's not to cause you to fear.
Y eso no es para causarles a ustedes temor.
I'm just saying what's happened, but not to put fear in your heart. Please don't misunderstand me there.
Yo solo estaba hablando de lo que había acontecido, pero no para causarles temor, no
me
malentiendan.
As the scripture says, we should not fear them.
Porque como dice la escritura, no debemos de temerles.
Because the fear that we need to have is towards Yahweh.
Porque el temor que debemos de tener es hacia Yahweh.
Mayor es el que está con nosotros, mm-hmm. que está contra
nosotros. And those who are against us. And, you know, if Yahweh wants us to die,
y si Yahweh quiere que muramos,
we will die.
Vamos a morir.
No matter what.
No importa qué.
I can put the arm on the outside.
Yo puedo poner allá una armadura.
If it's your time, then it would be your time.
Si es su tiempo, es su tiempo.
Hmm? Because the devil cannot kill us.
Porque el enemigo no puede matar.
Without the permission of Yahweh.
Sin el permiso de Yahweh.
Yahweh has control of our lives.
Yahweh tiene el control de nuestras chayim.
So you should not fear.
Así que no deben de temer.
Of course we need to, you know, be careful.
Por supuesto, tenemos que tener cuidado.
As we lock our house, as we lock our car.
Así como atracamos nuestra casa, nuestro vehículo.
But we cannot fear.
Pero no debemos de temer.
Not men.
No al hombre.
Because he can kill our bodies. So what? We're going to be with Yahweh.
That's right.
That's again. And as Shaul was saying, death for me, it's a gain.
Puede matar nuestro cuerpo. Podemos estar con Yahweh. Así como dijo Shaul, la muerte para mí es ganancia.
But we need to fear Yahweh.
Pero nosotros tenemos que temer a Yahweh.
Because he can kill our body and our pain.
Nuestro cuerpo y nuestro ser.
Both.
Ambos.
You can stop to exist.
Puede dejar de existir.
So that's whom we need to fear.
Así que a él es quien debemos de temer.
We need to fear Yahweh.
Tenemos que temer a Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And as we fear Yahweh, then we need to take care of our lives.
Y al temer a Yahweh, tenemos que cuidar de nuestras existencias.
In the same way as, you know, we fear man, then we lock our house, we lock our car. When we fear Yahweh, we need to make sure that we are walking conform His words.
Del mismo modo que nosotros tememos a los hombres y atrancamos nuestras casas, nuestros vehículos, tenemos que andar temiendo a Yahweh conforme a su palabra.
And knowing that he knows everything.
Y sabiendo que él lo sabe todo.
Nothing you can hide from him.
Nada hay que pueda usted esconder de él.
Everything you do, he's there watching you.
Todo lo que usted hace, él está ahí viéndolo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Even that's how many hairs it says in verse
down there.
7. That even the very hairs of your head are numbers. Fear not, therefore you are more valuable than many sparrows. And you know, because of, as we were talking earlier, because of that relationship, I don't know how I got it, other than just surrender. I mean, you know, there was a time in my life when I had no place else to look but up. I was so far down, there was no other to go. I mean, health-wise, material, family, friends, I mean, it was all gone.
Mm.
And because I chose to rely on Him,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here today, listening to His Word, and it's alive. It is. I am a testimony that if you put your faith and your trust in Him, He'll give it back to you more than you could ever, ever. I have a beautiful wife. You see her. She was promised to me 10 years prior. Did anybody believe me? No. I mean, he told me that people would say, where did he find her? And that's exactly. I mean, there were so many examples. She doesn't like me a lot of times saying things, and sometimes I have to let her know.
She's not here, but go ahead.
That is my testimony. You know, that's what happens to me. You know, it involves her, but I mean, his word is so true. It's so true. If you lean on, and just sometimes you just have to lay on him, you don't even know why, but I mean, he will bring you through. He will bring you through.
And so interesting that it comes alive in our lives, you know. Doesn't stay there. It comes to us.
Today's lessons are humbling because for me it shows that I have a long way to go.
All of us.
We are.
It may be a short time to get there, so you know it's like important to try to get there soon.
Mm-hmm. But that's why we are here, so we can learn.
I'm telling you. You know, we were just kind of talking when we took a little sabbatical down to Galveston, and just, you know, my brother-in-law, you know, is battling cancer and different things, and we're all about the same age. And we said, you know, it really is wasted on the youth. I mean, you know, because they're so carefree, they have no idea what they care about. They don't care about what they're going to eat, where they're going to sleep, nothing, all that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, but when you get older, you know, you are concerned, but yet even the difference of knowing who you are. When you know who you are, when you know who you are, you don't care what anybody else thinks. And when you know who you belong to, hey. It just gets sweeter to me. I mean, it's just the older I get, the more that it just becomes so, you know, like, my wife, she gets perturbed at me sometimes because she thinks I have, like, a no-care attitude. But I really don't. I mean, it's just like, okay, you know, hey, I'm riding the wave. I'm going where he's taking me, you know?
All right, let's go to our last step then.
Vamos a nuestro último paso.
It's to step number 42.
Paso número 42.
That is to keep the balance.
Mantener el balance.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
Vamos a primera de Corintia.
Chapter 10.
Capítulo 10.
Verse 23.
Versículo 23.
Keep the balance.
Mantener el balance.
Esto es lo más que mantengo.
First Corinthians 10:23.
It says, all things are permitted for me, but all things are not profitable. All things are permitted for me, but all things do not build up my imuná.
Todo me es lícito, pero no todo conviene. Todo me es lícito, pero no todo edifica mi imuná.
Baruch Hashem. So Yahweh just give us this word, okay? You can do all things.
Así que Yahweh nos acaba de dar esta palabra. Tú puedes hacer todas las cosas.
And people get very happy.
Y la gente se alegra.
I can do all things I want to do.
Yo puedo hacer todo lo que yo quiero hacer. Sí.
You can do.
Usted lo puede hacer.
Whatever you want to do, you can do.
Lo que usted quiera hacer, usted lo puede hacer.
If you want to eat pork, you can do it.
Si usted quiere comer puerco, usted lo puede hacer.
Robar.
But the thing is that he just said, not all things is profitable to you.
Pero como acaba de decir, no todo es provechoso para usted.
So what Yahweh wants? Yahweh wants us to keep that balance.
Así que ¿qué es lo que quiere Yahweh? Yahweh quiere que guardemos ese balance.
And the balance of His word, of course.
Y el balance de su palabra, por supuesto.
We know that His word says that pork is an unclean food.
Sabemos que su palabra dice que el puerco es una cosa inmunda.
So we don't want to eat pork because we want to keep the balance.
Así que no queremos comer puerco porque queremos mantener el balance.
Just like the other day, we were talking about drinking.
Así como el otro yo, me estábamos hablando del beber.
We can have a cup of wine, we can have a beer.
Podemos tomarnos una copa de vino, una cerveza.
But if you see that you cannot hold yourself with one cup.
Pero si usted ve que no se puede sostener con una copa.
Because through one you go two, and then the bottle.
Porque de dos se va, de una se va dos a la botella.
You need to have that balance.
Necesita usted tener ese balance.
You need to understand that if you become drunk, now you are sinning.
Necesita reconocer que si se está emborrachando, está pecando.
And also that a drunkard will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
E igual que un borracho no puede heredar el reino de los chamanes.
You not enter the kingdom.
No va a usted a entrar el reino.
No drunkards over there.
No se permiten borrachos.
You'll be outside.
Estará afuera.
With the dogs.
Con los perros.
May I speak my Spanish, please? Only un cerveza, por favor.
And, you know, I was talking to my wife, you know, how many people are outside there that they drink and drive?
¿Cuántas personas hay allá afuera que beben y manejan?
How many?
¿Cuántas?
How many don't drink?
Have you seen anybody going to, you know, a bar or any place to drink with a tax and then going home with a tax?
¿Ven ustedes a gente que va ahí a las cantinas?
We don't see that. You only see them going back with a tax when they are very drunk, they cannot even walk, and then they take a tax. But yeah. All of them, they are drinking.
Pero todos
and they are
drinking. Y están manejando.
They've already predicted so many
accidents
will lose their lives.
Y esta semana ya han predicado que muchos van a perder sus existencias. Porque a alguien más no le importó.
They're just, no. And most of them, they say, no, I can drive.
Y muchos de ellos dicen, sí, yo puedo manejar.
And the worst part is that they don't die.
They don't realize.
Yeah, they usually don't even care.
Y lo peor es que los borrachos no se mueren.
And they don't realize that they are not in a condition at all to drive.
Y se dan cuenta que no están en condición de manejar.
They think they're okay.
Piensan que están sober.
So, please, let us give that step.
Así que por favor, demos ese paso.
And keep the balance of our lives.
Y mantengamos el balance de nuestras existencias.
Know what is right and what is wrong.
Sepan lo que es correcto e incorrecto.
And don't try to blame somebody else.
Y no intenten culpar a alguien más.
On your own guilt.
Por su propia culpa.
Because that's a human being, always trying to find somebody to guilt.
Porque ese es un humano, siempre tratando de encontrar a alguien a quien culpar.
Or to be, how do you say, a cómplice?
A cómplice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you were together with me. Hey, I have nothing to do with that.
Ser cómplice de unirse con alguien.
No, we have to assume a mistake and learn from it.
Tenemos que asumir nuestro error y aprender de ello.
And keep that balance.
Y mantener ese balance.
Because Yahweh wants to see that balance in you.
Porque Yahweh quiere ver ese balance en usted.
He wants to see how just, how fair you are.
Quiere ver lo
lo tzadik, lo recto que es usted.
Self-control, very good.
Este es uno de los frutos del Ruach, el autocontrol.
And, you know, if you don't have the self-control in you, you are in danger.
Y si usted no tiene ese autocontrol, está en peligro.
Because anytime you can do something that will put in danger your relationship with Yahweh.
Porque uno siempre es capaz de hacer algo que va a peligrar o poner en peligro su relación con Yahweh.
We can bring
it, yeah.
On ourselves.
Podemos traer una maldición.
In ourselves, in our family, in our marriage.
Nuestro matrimonio.
It can affect the whole, the entire, you know, congregation,
puede afectar
family,
a la congregación entera, a la familia.
Everything. Just because of one mistake.
Solo por causa de un error.
Because you didn't have that balance.
Porque no tenía ese balance.
You couldn't discern between right and wrong.
No podía discernir entre el todo y el mal.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yo no sabía.
Yes, you knew.
Sí, sí sabía.
All of us, we know. Even as we spoke before, a child knows what's wrong and right.
Como hablamos antes, un niño sabe lo que es todo y lo que es malo.
So don't come and say, oh, I didn't know.
Así que no vine diciendo que no sabía.
You knew, but you didn't have the balance.
My grandmother, she used to smoke, and I always run to find her cigars and smoke too, and I said, she's not going to see me or find that I... No, but Yahweh was questioning me. And we always, you know, I know that I was a little girl and I know what I was doing.
Yeah,
yeah, because I was smoke and I was saying...
Yahweh, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mm-mm. Ana Elvia. I didn't know that. Okay, let us close up with Job. Chapter 31.
Cerramos con Job capítulo 31.
On verse 6.
Versículo 6.
Let me be weighed in an even balance, that Eloah may know my integrity.
Pésame Eloah en balanzas de rectitud, y conocerá mi integridad.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. As I said to you before, you need to do that prayer to Yahweh.
Como les dije antes, tiene usted que hacer esa oración delante de Yahweh.
Yahweh, weigh me in your scale, in
Yahweh,
your balance.
Pésame en tu escala.
And let me know what I need to do.
Y permíteme saber qué es lo que tengo que hacer.
Maybe the balance will be like this.
Posiblemente la balanza esté así.
And you need to.
Y necesita hacer eso.
Oh, yeah, okay, there you go, yeah. You need to make it even.
Necesita balancearla.
That's how Yahweh wants it to walk.
Es así como Yahweh quiere que usted camine.
Even.
Parejo.
Not ups and down.
No bajo y alto.
It needs to be right there.
Ahí.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen?
Amen.
תודה רבה יהוה, לשם ישוע המשיח.